What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Scripted Reality. Boy, just keep pumping these out. This will be number 15, Scripted Reality 15 Decoded. Big shout out to all my Patreons. Appreciate all your love and support. And big shout out to all of you on YouTube that have supported this mission for as long as you've been here. Appreciate each and every one of you. Scripted Reality 15, I'm your tour guide, Logan. Let's begin this decode. I had some graphics created here, ladies and gentlemen. And the theme kind of was the underworld running the world that we live in. And the script is controlled from underneath. You know, kind of just like a motherboard. The earth would be the motherboard. And there's all these gadgets and soldering and, you know, all that kind of, because that's how I really kind of view this reality. That's why man created the computer. So we have this graphic right here, this amazing graphics, right? And this is like the root of the tree. Think about just the simplicity of a tree and the tree having roots, and the roots feed the tree. Right? That's where it gets all its nutrients. It grows from the bottom. It doesn't grow from the top. So is this scenario true for our reality? Are there engineers, architects under the ground running this reality through these layers? Is there massive quantum computers under the ground? Is that a possibility? Well, again, you know, the tree roots, they feed the tree trunk and the branches. Is this how our reality works as well? You know, some other cool, like I try to have some motherboards drawn here. If you just look at the simplicity of a computer and all the components, obviously this looks like a city, you know, which would be on the top, but the underneath on the motherboard, there's all the soldering and all the connecting points. So I thought these graphics did a really good job in kind of describing, and this 15 is really big, right? Because it's the devil card. I didn't plan it this way. I was watching The Matrix Revolutions 3. Another Matrix, because that's what this is right here, right? And the reason why I decided to decode this is because of this video that I stumbled upon about this. And so I went right to the scene of where the architect comes to meet the Oracle. The architect comes to meet the Oracle in the park, if you remember, and she says and talks about, what about the others? You know, you get your 1,000 years of peace, and he says that that's not going to last long, obviously referencing the Bible. And then the Oracle says, what about the others? And he says, what about them? And he's like, do they want to be freed? And this is what he says. Obviously, they will be freed. Obviously, they will be free. The ones that don't want to be here anymore, basically, is what she was saying and what he was alluding to. They want to get out. And he says, obviously, they will be freed. And this is exactly as I have done how many times now with the timestamps of these movies. And this is why I just can't think logically that the producers, directors are editing it exactly this way to get it for this outcome right here. I'm going to show you why. But this is exactly the timestamp of the movie I was watching online. 1 hour, 58 minutes and 39 seconds is when he finished saying, obviously they will be freed. The big standout, obviously, is the 1 hour and 58 minute marker. And so we're going to talk about this freed word, because that's the big word in this entire phrase that he says. They will be freed. Freed. 24. My birthday is on 2/4. I don't know how many times I show this, and then here it is, ladies and gentlemen. They will be freed from the machine. Pink Floyd, Welcome to the Machine. Have you seen that decode I've done on that? Did that a few years ago. And this is the Greek spelling of Jesus. Okay, this is why I have said, personally, myself, that we're all the Jesus Christ character. And you got to save yourself, right? Not putting your faith in something, not doing these rituals and drinking wine and eating bread. And that, to me, is going to get you recycled back in, if there is such a thing. And then I had this drawn up. I created this card here, a modernized version of the Two of Wands. You know, going to the tarot, it would be this. Right here. And that's the 24th card. And the two wands to me represent the sun and the moon holding the world in the palm of its hands. Right? And I did a modernized version, the computer, right? A big computer and then a little laptop. Two of Wands, 24. They will be freed from the machine, the simulation, ladies and gentlemen. Even Thomas, who was Thomas A. Anderson, who was played by Neo, is 24. Even Thomas in the Greek is 24. Of course, there is that aspect of Thomas being Jesus' twin. 24 hours in a day. You know, light and dark, yin yang, 24. Obviously, they will be freed from the machine. Okay? They'll be freed from the machine. So is this scenario, these scenarios, do they have any merit? Is underground running the above? Is this how it looks? No. Well, time will tell, I guess. Freed from the machine. Thomas A. Anderson, Jesus playing the Thomas character. Thomas playing the Jesus character. And what would they be freed from? Going a little bit further, now bringing alchemy into this by way of numerology. And freed is 24. Obviously, that's going to tie to this element. I just want to digress here and show you. That's going to tie to this element right here. Just so you know, chromium. Chromium comes from the Greek word color, and where light slow down into physical matter. This is going to be isotope 52. That's going to be prison planet. And you can see the icon chosen right here. I mean, it's ridiculous. The melting point, 1907, 197 is the 45th prime number. That's tied to Pandora's box. That's tied to gold. You just got to know what you're looking for here. But the big takeaway was the timestamp. 1 hour and 58 minutes. And the one of the isotopes, one of the seven stable isotopes. Okay, when you look at these elements, you're going to see some that are synthetic, created by man, by combining two. But then you're going to see some that are, some of them don't have any stable, but a lot of these have stable. And there's seven of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. I think that's the seventh one. It's either 6 or 7. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, the 158 isotope, look at the percentage. See, this is the clues that I look at. These are all just clues. Running this simulation, running this reality. 24.8%. They will be freed from the simulation, from the television, from the movie that you're in a movie. Gadolinium, the GD element, the God element, 64 possible codons of our DNA. It's just so beautiful. It's just so amazing. And you could, you know, this is obviously the average weight of that 157. That's a prime number. If you want to go look this one up, I've done so many decodes on gadolinium, but the interesting part is its numerology is the same match as the word simulation. So they will be freed from the simulation. And that's why listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you go study this gadolinium and you click on the uses and properties, you're going to see that they used to make television screens with gadolinium. That's what it says. I don't know if that's true. I'm not an engineer, but I would imagine it's true. So now you can see it's, you know, you're on television and it could be the architect, because it says in the movie, the architect can do whatever it wants. It could become anybody it wants, play out any character it wants. You go to Hinduism and they say, we're all incarnations of God, the Vedas. These things are starting to all come around now. And is there an aspect where you can be free? They said it, the Matrix, that was what it was said. But I just think these are so, they're not coincidental and so synchronistic and so in our face that it's hard to deny what I'm showing you here. Now, what happens when you add up the total timestamp? Remember, he says, obviously, they will be freed. And it was, I stopped it, paused it at 1 minute, 58 minutes and 39 seconds. You add those up, you get 98. 98 is tied to our five senses, by the way. Sight, touch, hear, smell, feel. That's all. That's 98. And there it is. It's tied to the element molybdenum. Molybdenum. Okay, this has several isotopes. So 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 92. 98. So think about what I'm showing you here. And ladies and gentlemen, you see his name. The guy they casted to play this architect is a 40 freaking 2. There it is. Molybdenum has 42 protons. It's the mirror of the 24. 42. Life, the universe, everything. He will be freed. Look at what it equals. Obviously, they will be freed. 98. 98 is going to go down to the 17. That's Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh 17 in Chaldean. That's going to reduce all the way down to the number 8. 8 is tied to the number 19. 19 is tied to the sun. This is lead. This comes from the Greek word molybdos, meaning lead. You'll be freed from matter. Lead. That's what this is saying here. This is how I read it. And it's tied to the lake of fire. I have a decode coming out on this. The lake of fire. 42, folks. They will be freed from the lake of fire. Molybdenum has 33 known total isotopes. Crucifixion, vertebrae. Most people have 33 vertebrae. And it has the 96 right here. One of its stable isotopes, 16.7. That's erbium. 167 is the 39th prime number. 39 is tied to the word computer. Okay? You're inside of a simulation / computer. I don't know how it works beyond that, folks. You're in yin-yang. You're in the lake of fire. When you add these 8 divisors up, 42 is not a prime number. It's a composite number. But when you do this, you add these up. Look at what you get. That's why I have the yin-yang. 96. And you mean to tell me this has an isotope of 96, which is right here, which is 16.7. 167 is the 39th prime number. 39 is tied to the word computer. I got more to show you on the 39, folks. You're in the lake of fire. They will be freed from the lake of fire. Okay, because she asked about isn't there going to be 1,000 years of peace? It ain't going to last. It's not going to last. So those that don't want to be here anymore, he's alluding to the fact that you'll be freed, the ones that want to get out. That's what the movie's saying. And again, I'm not saying it's true, but something to really take a look at when you combine it to theology and all these ancient texts, etc. So this guy, Helmut, born on September 26th. Here's his birth card. The 11th card of the deck, the Jack of Hearts, the architect. This is going to convert into the Jack, the Knight of Cups, which is going to be tied to the tree of life. Brain and if you watch my tree of life decode, it's brain and spinal cord is 48. Tree of life is 48. So he creates the tree of life. He creates the brain and spinal cord, creates the human being experience, the architect, and it's the 11th card in the deck. And the 11 in alchemy, the big clue here is this element called sodium. Remember, we have salt in our bodies. It's required. The tissue, salt is required. Natrium is why you have the Na there. This is going to be isotope 23. Now you get into that number 23. The word blood equals 23. The word history equals 23. He's the architect of history. Come on, folks, they cast it. How do you cast a guy with all these connections like this? Insane. And then I had done a decode just exclusively for the Patreons. The Zeus mate. This was a humdinger of a decode. Zeus matrix decoded. And I showed I was using the 3.144 pi. I've already come out on how to use this. The word matrix is 22, matching the isotope 22. The word slave is 23. This is going to be isotope 23. It's going to round up. Neo swallows the red pill. There's the 22. This is tied to titanium as well, becoming a son or daughter of Earth, a titanium, the Titans. You see, folks? You see how it's tied to the architect, and how do you cast a guy that has all these crazy connections like this? How would you even do this? But wait, there's more. So he was born on September 26th. 26 is tied to the Yod Heh Vav Heh. So now you bring in the Old Testament, the New Testament, you bring into the theology into this, and you get the 26, and you have this source. The word prison equals 26. The word planet equals 26. And it's tied to this element right here called iron. That's why in Israel, where they have the iron dome, because Israel is worshiping the architect, the demiurge, this guy. Okay, 56 is its isotope, 55.93. You round it up, 56, and now you have the movie. See how beautiful this is? You're inside of a movie, folks. It's a video game, movie, reality show. You have iron in your blood. It's necessary for the oxygen to move around in order for you to breathe and be a human being. Okay, iron, this is called ferrium. Now you get into magnetism. Magnetic and electric are 26. Magnetic and electric are both 26. Prison is 26. Planet is 26. Okay, and they casted this guy. I mean, how do you get all these things right like that? How do you get these characters to play these roles, to get these timestamps exactly as they are, if we're not living in a scripted reality that's controlled by something far beyond the comprehension of man? Now, this is the big humdinger, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. So I decided to, like I have so many times before now, done this multiple times, where I take pi and phi. Phi being, to me, this is spirit into matter. Pi represents earth. Phi represents light or the energetic wave coming down to form into matter. So I went 26 digits in and I added them up. Being source, being tied to this guy's birthday. And look at what we get over here in the trusty calculator. 230 freaking 8. And now we have a connecting point to Uranium, Uranus, which Uranus comes from Anu, all the way back to ancient Sumeria, the god of the Sumerians and the land of Ur. And we have now have, and I did a decode on 92, how it's tied to the Christ. 92 is the mirror of the 29. It's you and me. Uranus. At 238. And it's 238. This is isotope 238. Why this is important, folks, is because these two digits right here are the markers. This is the 26th digit in each of the respected pi and phi math equations. 8 and 3. You see it right there? It's 238. So it's the 2 operating the 3 and the 8. Okay? And you have the 83 or the 38, the mirror of that, depending on how you were to look at that. And I told you we'd be showing the 39. 83 is 39, which is the same exact as computer. Bam! You see that, folks? And remember this guy's birth card. Okay? He's got the Jack of Hearts, the 23, the 48, and this 39, folks. When you look at the cards of illumination, the Jack right here, this sits in space number 39. I'm going to be showing that. Sits in space number 39. Where the hell am I at? Okay, so this 83 is a big deal because obviously it represents the binary system. Did a decode on the binary. It's on the Patreon. 38. Mirror of the 83. It doesn't have to be 83, but either one. 38, 83, 38. And what happens when you take 83 and you add 38 to it, folks? You're going to get the 11, but it'll be the 121 that's going to be tied to antimony. Okay? Antimony. So this 10, the binary, the 0 and the 1. 10, say 10, you know, you can look at it that way. It's the one coming out of the zero. This is going to be phi anyway, when they combine the two together. So let's move into the cards of illumination here. And we're going to look at solar spread number 38. There isn't a 80. There is an 83. Let's look at the 38. And the 38, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to locate the 42nd position here. because the Two of Hearts represents contracts. So I'm doing the 38 because the binary system, which is tied to the computer, which is tied to the 83, the mirror of that, is the 38. The 83 is going to also be tied to Krypton. But it sits in space number 42. This guy's birth certificate name is 40 freaking 2. You see? 42. And the in solar spread 38 for the binary system, for that computer code, you have contracts. This created as well. The contract of DNA, male, female. You have both of these folks. This is estrogen and testosterone. Those equal 88 in numerology. The Two of Cups. The Two of Cups. 38. Okay? Sitting in space 42. This guy's... And ladies and gentlemen, the 26th card, which is tied to him, Source. Right? He was born in the 26th. I know he's got the Jack of Hearts, which again, sits in space 39. See it there? It's tied to computer. But the 26, it's tied to Source. It's tied to Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. He was born in the 26th. Sits in space number 45, which is Pandora's box. You see? Pandora's box. Doesn't get any more clear than that, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Pandora's box holds all the information. The occult, it's the source energy. 2-6 is the mirror of the 6-2. That's going to give you 88. Okay? The Two of Clubs. Or King of Clubs, excuse me. All right? So, we have him being born in the 26th. Tied to the word source. And we have the Lake of Fire that's tied to the word source. How is that? Because he's the architect. And his birth certificate name is a direct match to the word architect, which is a match to the word lake of fire. They will be freed from the lake of fire, and that's going to be tied to reincarnation. So is this alluding to the fact that those that want out will no longer be reincarnated? They will no longer have to be in the lake of fire. These are humdingers. 42, the life, the universe, everything, right? That's what keeps the game going. Now you know, life, the universe, everything. Noel Douglas Adams, 42 is because it's tied to reincarnation. You need people in this reality to create the simulation. You need people here creating. You need boots on the ground. Most people love to have their boots on the ground. So that's what I got, ladies and gentlemen. Short and sweet. Thought this one was really, really awesome. I had no plans on doing this one, but as fate would have it. And well, I'd love to hear what you saw. So keep your comments coming. Just keep them cordial. You don't have to agree with everything I say, but again, you know, these are my opinions and truths. Would love to hear what you saw. But that's all I got for today. My name is Logan. Decode your reality. Until next time, we will see you later.